Blog Talk Radio.
With 27 surviving my return to Saturn, a long vacation didn't sound so bad. Was full of secrets locked up tight like Iron Mountain, running on empty, so out of gas. Thought I wasn't enough, found I wasn't so tough, laying on the bathroom floor. We were living on a foul line, and I felt the fog was all mine. Couldn't take it anymore.
Journey into the Light, spiritual radio coming to you on a Thursday afternoon. I am your host, Michael Long. Hope you guys are doing okay out there, keeping cool as you can. We got a great show lined up for you right now. Linnea Starr, psychic medium, is here, going to be taking your phone calls. So all you have to do is call into the show now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Love that song. How beautiful, how inspiring. I know a lot of people listening to that, it may be you, that really connects to that song in so many ways. So I think the song speaks for itself. Very, very beautiful. Just a reminder, we'll be back on after this show later this evening. We'll start our shows this evening at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific time. First with Psychic Little T. We'll be on for an hour of free readings. And then we get to our 9 o'clock show, which is the benefit for our homeless mission. And boy, we sure have a great guest for you. Medium Vincent Pace is here. Vincent brought in my dad, who died over 40 years ago, and for the first time, I was able to connect with him about 5 years ago, and Vincent brought in the time of the death of my dad and how he died, and going back through papers and coroner reports, it all matched up, and he is the real deal. So if you want to connect with loved ones, be here tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So, talk more about that tonight. And then speaking about our homeless mission, again, the links are on the show page right now. If you would like to make a donation to our GoFundMe, it's all about lifting people up. And the link is on the show page. And giving folks a lift up where they're needed. It's done such wonderful work. Love in Action is what it's called. And it's just a beauty to work with souls that are really needing a lift up and to be recognized and not to be in despair and feel forgotten. That's the key word, feel forgotten. And you guys can do that in your own community. A cold bottle of water right now would do wonders. Hey, someone cares. So try that. All right, on with the show, as they say. Call on in, 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone. Okay, let's bring in our guest, Linnea Starr, back to Journey into the Light. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. How are you? What a great song to open up the Angel promo. That's really awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Totally agree. You're going to be speaking about angels, and what a beautiful subject.
Yeah, angels are God's messengers of light, and, you know, they do a cadre of different things at the behest of God, and sometimes they're their guardian angel, sometimes they're a protector, sometimes they're a warrior. So there's a different meaning for every angel, and I actually posted a few examples of some recent angel situations, and the most recent one was a couple of years ago in Utah. A woman sadly went off the side of the road, and they couldn't find her. And through the pings on her cell phone, they were able to locate the submerged vehicle. And she had been in the water for 13 hours, and she sadly was gone. But her infant daughter was suspended in the back seat upside down. And as the rescuers came closer to the automobile, they heard a woman's voice directing them, "Hurry, save her, hurry, save her." And all of the men, about 10 of them, heard the same voice, and they were able to pulled the car out with a tow truck, and the baby was suspended upside down, but she was still alive. The family feels that it was the mother, her voice, guarding the baby and helping to, you know, have the rescuers find her. And the baby, I think, is now 3 years old. She was about 18 months old when it happened. And they came on television, and they all said, "We heard that voice." Each and every one of them heard the same voice. So I think the mother was acting as a guardian angel.
Wow, that's special. Wow, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that's so true. You know, angels are around us, and I think it's sometimes we forget that, and they are here, but they really they can't act unless we call upon them. So it's important for us to
right.
do that.
Right. A lot of people will ask an angel to help them in different situations, and I know that. a few years ago, there was a mother in the hospital with her daughter who was very ill with cerebral palsy and pneumonia. And you can see it's called Angel on the Monitor. The mother goes away to get coffee, and the nurses saw an angel walk down the hallway all in white. And the next thing you know, the room the little girl was in was illuminated. When they ran down to check on what this object was, the little girl with cerebral palsy had woken up from a coma, and she's still with us. That was 3 years ago, and people feel she was healed. And, you know, the mother was on nationwide TV, and she said, I just didn't want to lose my child, despite the fact that she's handicapped and compromised. She said, she's my daughter, and God must have heard her, because the angel of mercy came in, and the little girl woke up. So that's kind of, and it's been proven. So the two things I did post were proven. And then I brought someone back, and I'm sure you've heard of him, Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham. And he's world-renowned. He's about 98, 99 now, and his whole life has been dedicated to the evangelical Christianity. And years ago, when he sent missionaries to Africa, you know, there was a lot of problems. They were killed, they were injured, and one of his minions telegraphed him and said, I'm really afraid we're going to be hurt. Billy Graham telegraphed back and said, I will put a prayer circle going. And actually, about 2 or 3 months later, when most of the devastation was finished, the missionary had converted a village of pagans. And the chief said to the missionary, do you want to know why we didn't hurt you? And the missionary said, I'm curious. And the Indian chief said that he saw minions of angels. There are about 10 angels, about 10 feet tall, guarding the missionary camp. And he said, we were afraid that if we hurt you, they would hurt us. And when the missionary man came home to the headquarters, Billy Graham looked up the dates, and the dates that the angels were present were the dates that the prayer circle had been initiated through the congregation. Isn't that wild?
Wow. Yeah, that is. That's amazing. And yeah, I speak about...
Mm-hmm. Anything connected to Billy Graham is above and beyond reproach. There would be no, you know, he is probably one of the most world-renowned individuals. So, you know, I gave two recent examples of angel sightings, and then I gave one from a long time ago, but it was proven. So angels are out there. All we have to do is ask them to help us, and they'll be there.
Yes, exactly. And I totally agree with you. And Billy Graham, I've always looked up to him. And in fact, he came to Oklahoma City back in the, I think, late 80s when he was still more active. And as he always did on his crusades, he would stay in the city. He stayed here in the city about the week, you know, 4 or 5 days. And I made it down to the big arena at least twice.
Oh, wow.
To see him. Wow. And very inspiring. And I've always, like you said, and so he's, yeah, he's beyond approach. And I love that guy. And
I believe his son is now taking over Franklin. I think his son is trying to initiate the same crusade that his father did so many years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Franklin is, and he's got a little different edge to him that's a little more confrontational that Billy never had. Billy was so loving to everybody, all the faiths. And
mm-hmm.
I know,
right,
growing up Catholic, a lot of Catholics, even though Billy Graham was never Catholic, a lot of Catholics love Billy Graham. And Billy Graham even said that once on an interview with Larry King. He said, you know, I'm really a Baptist. He said, but I think I have more Catholic followers.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Baptist, he said.
Absolutely, yeah.
Exactly.
So his work is renowned, and he's written 150 books. And I would suggest to our listening audience, if they can get a hold of the book called Angels, Secret Agents of God, it gives many manifestations of angel helpers, and most of them had a connection to Reverend Graham. So I hope that your listening audience enjoyed that tonight. Thank you.
Yes, and I want to add just real briefly, you know, and a lot of us that are listening can relate to parking angels, and I definitely believe in those. I mean, I have many times since my wife is disabled and can't walk far, so we always look for a very close spot to the door, and sometimes it seems like it's impossibility, but we keep praying and telling the angels, please, and sure enough, that almost that very first spot to the door opens up, just car pulls out right in front of us, like, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're right. We just have to ask. So keep on asking. Mm-hmm. It works.
Yes, ask and have some patience. It works. For sure.
You shall receive.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, let's see who's on the phone lines here for Linnea Stark. So we're going to go to our first call, area code 845. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi. Where are you from?
I am from New York.
Great.
How
and
are you?
And what's your first name? Hi, how are you? And what's your first name?
Very well. Lucy?
Great. And what question would you like to pose to the universe tonight to get an answer? What would you like to know?
Oh, I'd like to know about my possibility of moving to a place, a different place, a different location.
All right. Well, thank you. I am seeing Florida around you. So at this point in time, do you have any connections to the Florida area at all? Anything down in that area?
No.
Have you been there?
No.
A chance that you have a trip to Florida. It doesn't have to be that you're going to relocate there. Where would you like to move, though? You're in New York, I think?
Yes, I'm in New York, but I could like to relocate to California or somewhere.
I did see a warm climate, and they are giving me December around you. Do you have a connection to December at all?
No.
It's future, and so it says by Christmas you could very well have a new venue for yourself. Do you work with elder care? Do you do anything with elderly people? Do you do any kind of health care work at all?
No, I don't. I do work for an insurance company, medical insurance.
All right, well, I'm going to say that wherever you're going, could have geriatric or elder customers, so I'm going to say you might be doing something in that. Are you married yet?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
All right, well, is there a romantic connection around you?
Wonderful.
Well, there's a romantic connection, and to be honest, I think if the romantic connection comes to you, I don't think you're going to be moving. I think that you would stay in the area that you're at, because the gentleman that I'm picking up on might have a strong connection to, you know, the roots that you're living in right now. Where is your mother? Where is your birth mother?
Colombia, South America.
Thank you. I hear good medical news around your mother. Is she waiting for any medical news? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Well, it's a stomach area. So how old is your beautiful mother?
She is 82.
Well, they showed me some kind of medical news around the stomach, but I get good medical news. So I think there's a new romance coming over the summer. I think that might make a change in your wishing to move that far away. And they are giving me July around you. Do you have a connection to the month of July, which is coming up right now?
July.
To the birthday and the anniversary of passing?
No.
And they say, well, then you're going to meet somebody in July. And they say Santos. Do you have anybody with the name Santos around you, S-A-N-T-O-S?
No.
All right, well, it means saint. Well, it means saint, so I think someone's giving you a blessing. Where is your father, your own dad?
My father is in Colombia, too.
All right, well, it might be his mother. Did you know your father's mother at all as a young child?
Yes.
All right, well, she's kind of like a guardian angel. We were talking about angels tonight. But I think she's going to send you that Mr. Wonderful. And I think it could happen, you know, in the month of July. So good luck. Let us know what comes true. Have a great rest of the month of June. And look for your love. Look for your soulmate. Take care.
Thank you. Blessings.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. And again, if you folks want to do private readings with Linnea, she does do those all the time. So you can do that at LinneaStar.com is the website, which is listed on the show page. Also, the phone number, 978-549-7802, which is also on the show page as well. Going next here, and Linnea is also on Journey into the Light, I should add, Mondays and Thursdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Each week. So write that down. Tell your friends to come on by. And we're going to go next to Stella in Florida. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, do you have a question? Your name is very pretty. It means star. So are you questioning something in your future? Did you want to bring somebody back from the past? What would you like to accomplish tonight? Thank you for calling. All right, I'm sorry for your loss. How long has the gentleman been on the other side?
In August, it's going to be 2 years.
All right, I'm sorry for your loss. Why is he showing me February? Do you have a connection, or does he have a connection to February at all?
No.
Well, he says financial, something financial around you in February. Sadly, how old was the gentleman when he passed into spirit, your spouse?
45 years old. He turned 45
right,
at the hospital.
Sorry for that. He is showing me something with some kind of settlement around you. Are you waiting for any kind of insurance or any kind of financial settlement in your life right now?
Well, actually, after his passing, many people forced his signatures on the current litigation for property.
All right, well, he's showing me $10,000, so I don't know if that came in yet, but he's saying to say $10,000. And he's giving you the letter D around you. Does someone have the letter D in their name?
The letter D. No.
Then listen for the letter D. What town did the wonderful gentleman live in, your husband, sadly? What town did he live in?
Oh, Dade County. Yeah, in Miami, Dade County.
He lived in Daytona?
No, Dade County. That's
all right, so that Dayton. All right, so the D was in the town that he lived in. Were you with each other when he passed, sadly? Were you with him?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to say I think that comfort and that love kind of helped him make the transition to the other side. Why does he keep showing me the Blessed Mother? He's given me the image of the Blessed Mother. Was he a spiritual gentleman?
Yes, and he was very fond of his mother, who has passed as well.
All right, well, I'm seeing the Blessed Mother, so I think maybe they made, you know, a connection on the other side. And do you have children together?
Yeah, I have one he passed. I had a 3-month-old baby.
All right, I'm sorry for your loss. How old is the child now?
She's 26 months.
All right, well, I'm going to say he's trying to make a connection to the baby, and sometimes they will talk to the child will answer, but other people around don't hear anything. But he says he's trying to establish a strong connection with this little girl. And he's showing me daisies around you, the yellow centers. Did somebody give you anything with a daisy bouquet recently?
Somebody gave me one?
Daisies, the flowers that have the yellow center. They're little white flowers with yellow buds.
No.
He says you're going to get something. It's in the future. You have to wait for it to come through. So he says the next time you get daisies, that's actually him coming back to give you, you know, a message from the other side. And he's given me the letter J around you. Does someone have the letter J in their name? I hear the letter J, so it could be coming into your future. So bless you with the baby. Look for the money that he said is coming. And I'm going to say he says July 4th, you're going to get a daisy bouquet, and it's actually coming from him to you through somebody that you might be close to. So good luck. Let us know what comes true. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Okay, we have time for one more call. We're going to go out to Los Angeles and bring in Renee.
Hi, your name is Renee. Hi, how are you? Have you called before?
Just a general question.
Yeah, I remember the name. It's a very pretty name. Did you call us before? Because I do remember
Never.
The name. Oh, so then you had another Renee. So I just want to explain that Renee means princess. It's a very beautiful royal name. And I'm just telling you that prophecy takes a while to come true. It doesn't happen right away, so I need to clarify that for anyone that I'm giving the future for. What would your question be?
I just want to know if you see any relationship in the future.
And you're not with anybody now?
No.
All right. Why are they showing me Hawaii around you? Is someone going to Hawaii? Have you been there at all?
I've been there years ago, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that whoever comes into your life might take you to Hawaii, so it looks like it could be somebody coming. Well, it hasn't happened yet. But if you have been to Hawaii before, they're just showing me Maui. Have you been to Maui at all?
Never, no.
Well, it looks like you might be going with the new person. How old are you now, Renee?
50.
All right, well, I'm going to say whoever comes to you could be a little bit older and might have had a marriage and might have a couple of children, but I think that they're divorced. And they are showing me a new job around you with new keys. So are you looking for any kind of new employment at all?
No. I've been here 20 years.
Hear. All right, well, then I'm going to say you're going to meet this person through your job. They're showing me a key, some kind of opportunity with a gentleman that comes into your vibration, might have a business connection. You two start to date. It looks like it's a happy situation, and it looks like at some point in your relationship when it's a little more solidified, you could be going to Hawaii. So that's what they're telling me. I've already been there before. Why did they give me the letter B around you? Does someone have the letter B in their name?
Not that I know of, no.
All right, well, I hear the name Bill. So listen for a gentleman with the
Bill.
Name William or Bill. So do you know anyone named Bill?
I don't know.
Well, it looks like that's the name that they're giving me. So where is your dad, your father? Where is your father?
He's here in Los Angeles.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to say I think your father and family are going to like this gentleman. He seems to be worthy of you. And they're showing me a loose stone in a ring. Does somebody have a ring they're wearing that might have a loose stone or it's about ready to fall out? Have you noticed that?
I had a ring that lost a stone.
All right, well, then you're the woman that's going to have a new gentleman that will come into your life to give you another ring. So they're just saying be a little bit patient and look for what I said was Bill.
Look for William.
Call us back when you meet Bill or William, and then you go to, I think when the relationship is, you know, pretty on pretty good ground, I think then you're going to go to Maui together. So good luck. Let us know what comes
through.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you, Anna. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, well, great calls there, Linnea, and great connections. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Let's hope they call back when all this comes true. That helps. But great night. Thank you for the song. I'm glad we got to talk about angels and the future. And I'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, we'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that's Linnea Starr to the show. We'll be back live here this evening here in 2.5 hours. We'll be starting at 8 Eastern, okay, 7 Central, 5 Pacific time. We'll be on for a couple of hours here on Journey into the Light. We'll see you then. Have a great evening.